Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to speak.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is Overseer Sadie Elliott. I am so glad you have stopped by. I have a nice computer that, for some reason, the browser won't work this morning, but I'm going to give God praise. So if I can't pull you up on the switchboard, please just stay tuned on here, because God is good. And before we start, let's have a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come to you this morning just to say thank you. We come to you humbly, Lord Jesus, as we know how, dear Heavenly Father, to give you praise and thanks for this day, for covering us with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father, for directing each and every one of our steps. And as we go forth today on the line, dear Heavenly Father, for the broadcast, move Sadie out the way and let the Holy Spirit speak through me, dear Heavenly Father, and thou with me the powers that you have given me from on high, dear Heavenly Father. Anoint each listener that will be listening, coming on now, or either later on the archives, dear Heavenly Father. I want to give you praise in advance for it in Jesus' divine name. Amen, and thank God. Today our topic is on Don't Question God, Just Trust Him. And I am so sorry I can't seem to pull up anybody this morning on my switchboard, and I don't know quite why. But I am going to go on. I refuse to let anything stop me or turn me around. So I'm going to give God praise. I'm going to give Him a hallelujah right now in advance. I'm going to give Him a shout right now for the things that He's doing right now with this broadcast. I'm just going to give Him glory. I'm going to give Him praise, because He's truly worthy to be praised. And as I selected this topic, don't question God, just trust Him. How many times in a course of a day do you question God about something instead of just trusting Him? If He told you about it, He told you already, He's going to bring it to pass. You don't have to question Him. You just have to rely on the Word of God and what He said. What He said, He will do. It will come to pass. And, you know, many of us will say that we trust God, and we will quote verses that show that everything works together for good of those who love God. This is great. We should stand on those promises, but if we don't also put that faith into action, then it is useless faith. You know, for instance, do we worry over every little thing that happened in our lives? Do we show our concern about our jobs, our material things, that we don't really trust God? Do we trust God with the big things, like our eternal home, but not trust Him in the little things like our job, our finances? What are we saying, you all? If we don't trust God in the little things and the big things, aren't we saying that we don't believe He cares enough about us to look after those things too? You know, that's a slap in the face of God, who has shown His love for us, not trust Him to take care of the little things in our life. You know, it's not just as individuals that we should show faith and trust to God. What about our church? You know, we often hear faith and trust taught from the pulpit these days. Many pastors will tell their congregation that they should put God with their money, but God should get His tithes first, and then the person should pay the bill. But after all, don't we, the congregation, trust God to provide? Now, don't get me wrong. I have nothing against this kind of teaching. I think it's very biblical. Our problem comes when the church, after exhorting the congregation to trust God, show by the action they take that they, as church, don't trust God. You know, when you go out, you tell everybody that you trust in God to the center man, and the center man look at you and you toe up from the floor up. But you believing in God, for this you say you trust God. But are you really trusting God? You know, when problems occur in your life, do you ever find yourself questioning God and asking why? For example, why is this happening to me? Or why do I have to go through this? Even the most devoted Christians have asked these questions. You know, these moments of doubt have happened to all of us. But rather than worry or fall into the trap of questioning God when challenges come, see troublesome times as opportunity to develop a closer relationship with your Father. You know, believers have the answer to every challenge or problem they may face in life in the Word of God. It is your source of comfort and strength. During the storms of life, allow your emotions and frustration to override your faith and trust in God creates a sense of panic and gives way to a victim mentally. This will only keep you stuck in your situation. Do not let challenges devastate you, whether financial or physically. You know, the world never guaranteed that after being born again, the rest of your days would be easy and stress-free. The moment you devote your life to serving God, it's inevitable that trials and tribulation will come. But your relationship with God is the key to conquering them. The enemy will do everything in his power to prevent you from becoming totally dependent on God. My. And trusting in his word. But Psalms 125:1 says, they that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abide forever. My. And as I was reading in the word also, you know, second, we must trust in the Lord for what we need. David drew on this experience of God's faithfulness in the past and said, I have been young and I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread? You know, even though evil seems more profitable and secure, we are to do good and depend on the Lord for what we need. That means don't question God. Just trust in him. He woke you up this morning. You were stressing him that he would wake you up, started you on your way. Give him the glory this morning. Give him a hallelujah this morning. Give him a praise this morning, because he's truly worthy to be praised. And, you know, as I was going over this here, you know, how do you change your request to trouble? By making the word of God your final authority and understanding that God is your only source for strength and victory. Recognizing no problem is greater than his power to overcome it. My. You know, I mean, oh, God is just, he is just so awesome. God is just an awesome God. God is just awesome, you all. You know, when you meditate on God's word and accept the challenging times will come, the word will create in you a foundation which to build your trust in God. This increases your ability to be unmovable by the enemy's attack. You know, having a positive attitude when confronted with negative situations make all the difference in the world. Even though this is easier said than done, say positive things and to continue communicating with God daily through prayer, through praise, worship, and studying his word. Don't question his love for you, but stay focused on his promise. Don't question God. Just trust him. You trust him for this, you trust him for that, trust him for everything.
not just something, but trust God for everything. And don't question him. If he send you down the road and told you to turn left, the Holy Ghost say, turn left, turn left. Don't worry about questioning him, or why should I go left? Or why should I go north when you told me to go south? Do what God said, do. Trust him. He's not going to leave you wrong. He will not steer you in the wrong direction. And if we as men and women of God would trust God more to do what the Lord Jesus Christ say, don't you know we would be better off if we just trust him, obey him, listen to what he's saying, abide, you know. I'm just full this morning because I've learned how to trust in God. I can't trust in myself. I can't trust in what the news media say. I got to trust God because they may tell me something that ain't what God is saying. I got to go by what the Word of God say. And the Word God say, don't question God, but trust in him. Lean on not your understanding, but his understanding. Obey what he's telling you to do. Not what you want to do, but what the Holy Ghost is telling you to do. And, I just cannot emphasize that enough to find out from you all today, do you really trust God? Do you really have the faith to trust God? Are you leaning on your own understanding? But you got to acknowledge God in all your ways. You know, and I was reminded as I went to the scripture, you know, do we trust God in the same way? And in Mark 10, 13, and 15, it was talking about people was bringing their little children to Jesus to have him touch them. That was trusting in God. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he was indignant. He tried to tell them, let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it. We have to have that childlike faith. We got the children. Automatic, you tell a child, son, he trusts in what you say. He's taking what you say. Even if you put him in danger, he's thinking, I better obey my parents. They told me to go here, go there, do this here. They're trusting in you. But when God tell you to trust in him, you rather trust in everybody but God. And that shouldn't be. Don't question him. If he give you a command or something to do, just go ahead and do it. And you'll be better off. Everything will work out just fine. Just trust in him. Learn how to lean and depend on him for your everything. Not some of the things, but everything. Because God knows he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And I give him glory this morning. I give him praise because I know without God, we could do nothing. We have to lean and depend on him every day for everything. We can't just depend on him for something. No, it's got to be for everything, each day, every day. And so that's the topic today. We're talking about don't question God. Trust him. And that's what he wants us to do. He wants us to trust him with our very life. If he told it to you that it was going to happen 10 years ago and it haven't come to pass, believe what he said. It's going to happen. Have the faith and the confidence to believe what your heavenly Father is telling you. Trust in him. It may show, it may not have come to pass, but trust in what he said. Abide by what he's telling you because he knows what's best. He really knows what's best for you. So we want to do that today. We want to not question God. You know, your efforts to trust God rather than to question him will go long ways by demonstrating your faith through continuous confessing the word over your situation. And believing with your heart, you will begin to see his power work in your life. Remember that God isn't a respect of person, but he is a respect of faith. You'll find that in Acts 10 and 34, and I'll turn over there.
and we can read all of it on What It Says. Amen, amen, amen. And forgive me for those that's trying to get in, and I have not been able to pull you up. For some reason, it won't come up on the screen, but I'm going to go on and not question. I'm trusting God because it's a reason. See, I know when I bring certain topics on, I start having problems with my computer. So I say, oh, wait a minute. Let me see by getting some edit things on the computer and see what's the problem with it. Why is it acting like that? Because I know God is a good God. And as we turn to Acts, the 10th chapter, and we're going to go to the 34th verse, and the Word of God says, not me, but the Word of God says, then Peter opened his mouth and said of a truth, I perceive that God is no respect of person. That way I brought it right back where you can read it for yourself in the Word of God. And you know, we can't, don't give in to your problem. God's word has prepared you for all the trials and temptations you will face. You know, no matter what problem you're going through right now, no matter where you are in your walk with Christ, start trusting in him. Don't question him. You may not be getting where you want to be as fast as you want to get there, but trust in him. He's not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's going to give you everything that you need. He's going to open every door for you. I mean, I can't express that enough. Because I learned to trust in God and not to question him. When he was taking, calling all the members of my family home in such a short time, I never questioned God. I just trusted him because I knew I loved them, but God loved them better. He had a plan for my life, just like he had a plan for days. And he left me here for a reason, just to communicate with y'all today on Blog Talk, if no more than that. He left me here to be able to help somebody else to be able to do what he would have them to do. And I just want to thank God because he is truly worthy to be praised. I've learned to take things in stride and not question him. I've learned to go on with the flow of God, not myself, but the flow of God, because I know he's right there. Everything I need is in Jesus. Everything I want is in Jesus. Everything that I need, it's in Jesus. And today, if you would just start calling on the name of Jesus and telling him how you love him, how you adore him, how you magnify him, how you're not questioning what he told you to do, no matter how long it takes, you know it's going to come to pass. And once you realize that, you won't stop questioning God. You'll take him at his word because he left the word here for us to go by. Everything in his word is true. And we're not to contradict or question the word. So why are we questioning God? We have to trust and obey what he's telling us. We have to lean and depend on his every word, his everything that he's telling us. Excuse me. We have to lean and depend on him. Because he's our everything, you all. He's our all in all. He's our Alpha and Omega, our beginning and our ending. He's the first. He's the last. I mean, he will open every door for you. All you do is trust in him. You're seeking a job. He sent you where to go, but you didn't go where he sent you. It's not God's fault, but you're questioning him. Did you do what he tell you to do? You asking him for a home. Did you go by the guidelines he give you for the home? Or are you questioning him? He may have told you he's going to give it to you, but not right now. You may need to get some things fixed
in your life, such as your finances. I'm just using some things on people use to question God. And we have to know, you all, what God is saying to us, each individual. We have to go to God, ourselves, and trust in what he's saying. We can't give up, give in, throw in the towel. We have to go on and do what God says. Don't question him. Because there's so many times in the course of a day when you're around people that you were hurt, well, if God would have did this and he said he was going to do that, and why haven't he done it? Uh-uh. Just trust him. He's going to do what he said he's going to do. He's going to do it in his time, not your time. Your time is not his time. And what he said, he's going to perform it. What he said he's going to do for you, he's going to do it. Just depend on him. Just lean on him, because he's there right there for you. You know, it's no problem too big for God. No matter what temptations you go through, God is right there. You can trust God. Believers, believe what God says. Attitudes, change those attitudes for the better, because God is able. He is a good God, a mighty, mighty good God, a mighty good leader. I mean, I just thank God today, because he is so worthy. He is just worthy to be praised. I give him praise this morning. And I hope all of you that's listening in, that y'all tune in, do what God say. Trust God and lean not to your own understanding. And you know, as I go on, you know, as you grow in your walk with the Lord, trust in him would develop as well. As don't condemn yourself. If at first it seemed hard to trust him, don't condemn yourself. God understands the struggle that believers face, but he also gives you his word. You have God's word. When you pick up the word of God, you have everything that you need in Jesus. You have everything that you need. So today, I want you to remember, don't question God. Believe what he say. Trust in him. He's going to bring you out. No matter what's going on, God surely will bring you out. So today, we want to give you that short topic today on trusting in God. Don't question him. Trust him with everything. Not something, but everything. Everything in your life. Trust God. Remember what he said. Lean on him. And he's going to reward you in due season. Some of you all have ministries. You wondered why you haven't got as far as you want. It's some things still God working on you in the ministry with. It's some things that you've been praying about, and they haven't come to pass. Don't question him. Just continue on trusting in him. He's going to surely give it to you in his time. His time is not our time. And we have to lean and depend on him for our everything. Not something, but for our everything. Because I know for a fact, he's right there on time with everything that you need. He's going to give you everything you need when you need it. You're going to be taught lesson after lesson. You know, you're going to be just, other words, show and tell. You're going to be in show and tell. That not what you did, but what God did for you and how he brought you out. You're going to look back some days and say, you know, I'm thanking God that I didn't question God. I continue on standing on his word, believing what he said in his word for him to bring it to pass, because I know he surely is going to do it. He's surely going to bring me out. He's opening up too many doors. He's showing me every day, and I can't help but do what he say do. I have to trust in him. I have to lead. That's what he left the word here for me to go by. And when I read the word, I don't have a reason to question him. When he take me to passages in the word of God and reveal the secrets and the mysteries of the word of God into my hearing, into my understanding, into my spirit, all I can do is just say, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe what you said in your word. I'm standing on your word because I know I can't do nothing. Nothing can I do without him. So why question him? Because it's not going to come no sooner than he give it to you. You know, and as I was reading in the word, I had went to Genesis, and I was reading about Abraham. And in this passage, trusting God, acknowledge God's love in our lives. Abraham trusted in God, allowing him to see God's faithfulness. But if we never trust God, we will never see the love of God for us. Our slave parents, in the midst of terrible pain and suffering, echoed this belief in their words and deeds. They believed that experiencing God's love was the gift that accomplished act of faith. Even as our forefather, our parent, they couldn't see it, but they trusted in God. That's what they had to stand on, was the word of God. They didn't have all these different entities, all this, that, and the other that you hear now. They didn't question God. If God told it to them, if they was in the field picking cotton, if they was in the house cooking or cleaning, and God dropped something in their spirit and told them, this is what I'm going to do, just trust in me. When God told them, I am your providers, trust in me. That's what they did. They trusted in God. No, they may not know where their next meal was coming from, but they trusted in God. No, they didn't know what he was going to put, how they were going to put clothing and shoes on their children's feet are there, but they trusted in God. When they went to church and prayed, they trusted what they gave to God. They didn't question him. They trust him. And that's what he want us to do today. He want us to put our total trust in him. He want us to lean and depend on him because we can't make it without him. We can't do nothing without God. And you know, he also has given you and I his word, which is the only resources you need to be victorious over any circumstance you face today. Use every opportunity to build your faith in God's love for you and his ability to bring you out. Instead of breaking down, blaming God, and asking why, be confident in him. And know that he is working out every detail of your life. You know, we're so quick to throw up our hands, throw in the towel, give up, ask why. You don't have to ask why. Be confident in knowing that God has everything under control. He's working out everything for your good and your behalf. You can lean and depend on God for your everything. You don't have to give up. You don't have to throw in the towel. You don't have to question. All you have to do is just trust in him. Know he is your God. He is your maker. He is your creator. He's doing everything that he possibly can for you. Just trust him today. Don't question him. Lean and depend on him for your everything. And that's what I wanted to give to you all today, was trusting in God. Don't question him. Trust in him. Because when you start finding it within yourself, he the only one that you can trust and not question him. You see, you may go to everybody in your neighborhood, in your church. You tell them this. You're putting your trust in them. And you have put God out of the equation. Don't do that. Put your trust totally in God and let them, everybody know, my faith and trust is in the Almighty God. He is taking care of everything. He's in full control of my life. I can't do anything without him. I love him. I adore him. I magnify him. I glorify him. I mean, he's just so worthy. And I just can't express that enough. Because we come upon a time in our life that we can't trust nothing but God. You can't trust all these other entities that's out there. You have to put your faith totally in God. Trust what he tell you. Believe what he say. And lean and depend on him for your everything. Every minute detail of your life. Trust in God to do it. And today, we love you. We adore you. We magnify you. And we just giving God praise today for being a good God, for being a merciful God, for being a kind God, for doing everything that he possibly can for each and every one of us. And so as you go through your day today, just remember, don't question God on no matter what the situation is, no matter even what bill you may have today. You don't know how it's going to get paid, but God done told you already. He will be your provider. Trust in God. Pray. Lean and depend on him. Don't throw in the towel. Meditate on God's word today. Have that to increase your ability. Have that positive attitude. Because through that positive attitude, you can conquer everything with God at the head of your life. So today, that's what I want to bring to you today. Don't question God. Just trust him. No matter what challenge you're going through life right now, you may have sickness in your body, and you asking God, why? Why me? Why me? Well, just think, why not me? Because he may be trying to bring you to a point that he's trying to show you something. You can be a testimony to somebody else. He's bringing you through this. It's not all about you. It's all about Jesus. It's about when you said yes to Jesus, you didn't realize what you were saying, did you? Because you didn't know what you was going to go through on this side. You couldn't question him. You just had to trust him. And so today, that's what I'm going to leave with y'all today. Trust in God. Don't question him. Believe everything that he said. Everything, every minute detail, just believe it. Just stand on the word of God. And I know when you stand on the word of God, he will bring you out no matter what you're going through, no matter what somebody else say. When you put your faith in God, put it to the test and see. When you trust him, everything will fall in place. He told you he would be your provider. That's what he meant. He told you he'll be a mother and a father for the mother and the fatherless. He'll be a sister and a brother. Trust him. When he said he'll open the door for you that no man can open, trust him. Lean and depend on our Heavenly Father, because he's the one that surely will bring you out. He will be the one that keep you held up. He's the one that goes to the Father on your behalf. He's the one that's doing for you right now as I speak. No matter if you're in your car driving, you're on your job, you're at home, God is providing for you. He's opening doors for you. He's directing your step everywhere you go. He's covering you with the blood of Jesus. Just continue on trusting in God. And when you trust in God, you will not go wrong. Just keep leaning and depending on him. Remember, believers, you have to change those attitudes. You have to show more love to one another. While you're going through, continue on trusting him. Don't question him. No, you may not know why this is happening. It's for a reason, but he'll let you know. Like I said earlier, our time is not his time, and his time may not be our time. When we want him to come right then, when we call him this morning, we want him to be right there within 2 seconds. But he's coming. He's never late. He's right there to do everything that you have asked him to do. So today, don't question God. Just trust him. Just lean and depend on his every word. Because God knows he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. He is truly worthy. And as I leave today, but I don't leave God's presence, I hope y'all keep that in your hearing today. When problems occur in your life, do you ever find yourself questioning God and asking why? Why is this happening to me? Just think, why not me? You said yes when you came over on God's side. So that means you're going to be tried and tested through the fire to get to where you need to be in God. So you got to trust him all the way, not sometime, but all the time. So today, continue on trusting in God. And I am so sorry I was not able to bring anybody in on the broadcast today. It was not my intention because I wanted others to come on and talk today. But due to something that happened to this computer, I don't know why, to the switchboard, but I am so glad that God favored me today. Through the midst of it, he still favored me because I still trusted in him. I didn't question him, why is this happening? I'm just trusting in and saying, Lord, I thank you that they can still hear me because it could have been so. You might not have heard me. But thank you. If anybody would like to write in on Blog Talk, send a Blog Talk, a correspondent message to, in care of Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry. In case I was not able to talk to any of you all today, I would still like excuse me, to hear from you all. And if you have to send me a message on Blog Talk, so Joy and Peace Outreach, please do so because I would love to hear from you all. And until next week, I would love for y'all to have a wonderful, a blessed day and a week in the Lord. And just remember, don't question God. Just trust him. Bye-bye.